This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial on in toll free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Should you wish to join us and take control of the airwaves, the us in studio tonight includes me, Ian,
Chris, and Daryl.
And coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about something that we didn't get a chance to discuss last week, but it sounded pretty interesting. It's technology related. And briefly, what is it about? We're not going to dig in right now.
Sure. It's basically London police are inking a shadowy deal with the industry on website takedowns.
So we'll find out what that's all about coming up here in moments. But first, we're going to go over to Maine, where we've talked about the medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. Maine has been one of the leading states in the world, yes, of decrim, at least.
Just depenalization.
Yeah.
And the difference there being that with what they call decriminalization, it still leaves the door wide open for civil penalties.
Correct.
And in Maine, they've now removed a lot of the penalties, both civil and criminal, for cannabis.
Back in the 70s, they did decriminalization, so they've had that for like 40 years,
yes,
in Maine. And so that's how they were leading the way. And then, of course, they had a medical program. They've had that for a number of years.
Yes.
And then just recently in the 2016 election, the people of Maine, close vote, I think it was like 52-53% voting in favor of legalization,
yes,
of cannabis. However, like all government, you know, processes, this is scheduled to take a while before the bureaucrats or the state representatives can write up regulations to,
right,
control.
But as they say, but there's good news. There,
yeah,
are loopholes. There are loopholes everywhere.
Yes, loopholes that you could push quite a bit of marijuana through, apparently.
Yes, because before I get into the article here from the Press Herald, the Portland Press Herald, in Maine, you're allowed to grow cannabis at your house. You're allowed to, outside of your house, possess up to 2.5 ounces.
That's pretty good.
Which is a lot. Most states that have removed penalties, they've removed penalties for like
an ounce
or less. You can gift someone up to, I think it's the 2.5 ounces that you're allowed to possess.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I say there's loopholes, and it's of the tax and regulate things, so far it seems to be better than most of the tax and regulate things.
Now, of course, a question that you probably won't be able to answer, but is what will it look like down the line once they finally put their regulate side of things,
right,
in
and that's
here,
something that nobody really knows.
Right.
But again, we did mention loopholes. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Right.
And there are some people that actually see a bright future in cannabis in Maine,
this
Jack Sargent being one of them.
Portland Herald?
Yes.
Okay.
Portland Press Herald. Jack Sargent is a retired grandfather of 9 who wants to grow his Biddeford-based business, the Cannabis Shack, to cater parties. He says, think weddings and barbecues with cannabis-infused food. He also wants to have he wants to open a storefront cannabis bakery. He's already perfected his recipes, including an award-winning Hell Sauce 420 hot sauce, brownies, and cannabis-infused salad dressings.
Hmm. All right.
But at least until next year, when the state plans to issue retail licenses, Sargent isn't allowed to sell any of it. While cannabis use is legal for adults over 21, selling it remains a crime, and obtaining it without breaking the law is difficult.
Sure.
Sargent believes he's found a solution. He's giving his products away for free and accepting donations for packaging and handling. He says the response has been overwhelming.
I bet it has.
And again, this is
word's
part of the
spread fast about that.
Well, yes, word will spread fast, yeah. But you know, this is one of those things in that loophole to where you're allowed to gift someone something.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm not selling them anything. They're paying for the delivery fee. They're paying for the handling. They're paying for the packaging. They are not paying for the product.
Now, in some cases, somewhat related, like I was thinking about the alcohol laws, they actually do cover the sort of alternative ways to get rid of product without actually selling it. So
well,
it's illegal. Unless you're a licensee to even give someone alcohol,
in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
It sounds like a very risky proposition, given that it's going to be legal very shortly.
Well, maybe it's not. I mean, well, obviously, there is risk involved, right? Like,
yeah.
If they want to come at him, they're going to come at him. But, you know, they might do that anyway, even if it is legal. They might try to find ways to shut his store down for violations of who knows what.
It's always true, but it sounds like he's stepping up to fight government, and
yeah.
they tend to react more when you're crossing a line.
Well, the other
and so forth.
Side of that risk is he's making a name for himself right now, right?
Mm.
So usually with risk,
it might be a good business decision.
So, I mean, he's establishing, what was it, the Cannabis Shack?
The Cannabis Shack.
I mean, that's getting news headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, this is a feature story. It's a lengthy one in the Portland Press Herald, so I'm guessing it went front page just taking a shot at that. This is a big story.
Probably, and then when I was trying to find info about this facility, I wound up finding other news articles about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this guy's getting a lot of publicity, and I would say it's the good kind
sure.
of publicity.
And if they come at him, think about this, Chris. So, all right, worst happens. The cops say, well, we still say this guy is, you know, doing something illegal. We're going to charge him with possession or, you know, where'd you get this, buddy?
Or selling,
like,
I would think.
You know, the other thing was, where do you get the weed from that you're giving away?
You're allowed to grow at your house.
Yeah, but he's not growing ounces and ounces and ounces of weed, right? Like, legally. And then taking it in. So they could probably, if they wanted to,
I would think they would just charge him with selling. I mean, it's still illegal. So, I mean, even though he's saying he's taking it for that
right.
one thing, they can still, you know, bring the charges and then let him defend himself.
So let's say they do.
Possibly.
Let's say they do. Well, then he may very well have a chance at a jury. And then he'll be able to explain to that jury, look, stuff just got voted as legal. Many of the jurors probably voted it to be
legal. Will they allow him to argue that, though?
Well, I don't know.
A lot of times they won't let you argue stuff. You have to stick to a certain set of defenses, and if you don't...
Right, and one of his defenses is you just voted to legalize it. It's not
yeah.
my fault that some petty bureaucrat hasn't dotted I's and crossed
sure.
T's.
Sure, but they may not allow him to bring that defense.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have to allow that defense. I mean, that's fully
well, I mean,
relevant
at,
to
look
the
at
case.
What happened in the Silk Road case. I mean, they basically wouldn't let him to bring the defense anymore.
Sure,
or
that's
use
federal
the court.
That was federal court. The feds don't really let anybody defend themselves.
Right.
Okay.
It's federal court. It's a lot worse in federal court. Hands down. And certainly one of the most common objections from any decent prosecutor is going to be objection relevance.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what would the argument be against that being a relevant statement? I mean, in my opinion, that is an incredibly relevant thing to say is
right.
that this product
you
is now legal.
You just voted to make this legal, therefore I should be allowed to sell it.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. Petty bureaucrats haven't figured out how to wind up removing the word medical from this other set of statutes that we have.
I would think the response from the prosecutor is, it's not legal yet.
No, it got legalized in December after the governor signed...
It took effect immediately?
It's just selling it's not legal.
The regulatory structure
okay.
is not in place. But everything else is.
Okay, so it's It's not legal to sell, but it's legal
Correct.
To possess. Okay.
Yes, not
you
legal
can
to sell.
Gift.
And is there
someone.
Is there a specific penalty attached to selling as opposed to
probably whatever the regular sales penalty would be if you're unlicensed, for instance,
for like any product or
no for cannabis.
For cannabis specifically.
So it would be a felony, likely felony charge.
Hmm. But again, business without a permit.
His argument is I'm not selling.
Right,
this
right,
is a
right.
Legal product that I'm not selling. So
I just don't know if that would hold up in court.
More here moments. 855-450-5.
Everything happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show. at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, Ian here.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'd likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 a month. If this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more and use coupon code FTL to get 30% off of your first order. Satisfaction guaranteed, by the way, or your money back. Plus, you can pay with Bitcoin over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. And don't forget code FTL to knock 30% off. Off your first order. As we continue here, we are talking about Portland, Maine. A story out of Portland, Maine. The whole state of Maine, they have legalized cannabis there, but they're waiting on the details as far as what the state's going to figure out as far as regulation for the sales, the legal sales, the open sales in the marketplace of cannabis. And hopefully that will be as light touch as possible, but right now we don't know what that's going to look like.
Right.
Meanwhile,
and the article, actually, I'm going to skip a paragraph and then go backwards. It says, Maine voters legalized cannabis last November, and the law took effect in January, but until the legislature works through the extensive rulemaking process, no one is licensed by the state to legally sell cannabis. Licensed retailers are not expected to be up and running until February of next year at the earliest.
And so we're going to continue with this story here, but first let's go over to China, where Ian is on the line. Ian, what's on your mind tonight?
This is not on the same subject.
That's okay.
But things here are really tensing up.
Oh, no.
You would not believe it.
Is it over the North Korea thing or something else?
Oh, yeah. North Korea. I'm looking out my window.
Uh-oh. Apparently it's so tense the internet just gave out. I'll tell you what, we're going to put him on hold. We get drop out there. We'll see if we can get him back, see what's going on. In fact, I know, Daryl, you actually had an update on North Korea situation. We will get to that coming up here in moments, but I figured we'd start a little lighter than all this, you know, potential World War III stuff that's going on out there.
Right, and if all of the world leaders got together and, you know, hit a blunt, then they probably wouldn't want to fight each other.
Well, I did hear, I don't know if it's true, but there's been a rumor going around social media for a while that cannabis is legal in North Korea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
For what it's worth. No, I don't know if it's true, but it's hard to say what
is and is not true. In the North Korean Constitution, they do recognize the right to privacy and the right to travel. So, you know, it would not surprise me if it were legal, but there's nowhere that you can actually get it.
Let's try him one more time. He just reconnected. Ian, we're going to give you one more shot here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I can see train after train carrying armor and artillery heading east.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking, we have a game, we're counting them, and I've counted over 80 pieces of artillery.
That sounds pretty serious. I know there was a story
the
in the news.
The government is also...
Go ahead.
They've activated the National Guard.
Yeah, is this the story about the 150,000 troops that China has deployed?
I don't know how many troops there are. That's not announced here, but they got on TV. They said, if you're a reservist, report to your station immediately. If you're a National Guard, go to the office immediately.
Hmm.
I've got 7 friends who've been reactivated.
Wow.
Now, isn't basically everybody either a member of the National Guard or a reservist?
No. If you're a reservist, you are a fully trained PLA soldier. And you've done an active tour of 5 years and decided to do 3 days a month and 3 weeks a year kind of a thing.
Here's my question. Is it a conscriptive service where all young people are conscripted for a period of years?
No conscription.
Okay.
No, in fact,
interesting. They have that in South Korea,
they're very loose platform of rights prohibits conscription.
Yeah, I know that Switzerland does that conscription fit to where everybody, like everybody, winds up having to be either active or reserve, and I figured China would do something like that as well.
You know, I think what it has to do with is that the countries are very small population-wise, relatively speaking, whereas the United States China. And
China's got, a billion
people? Yeah, they've got so many people, they just don't have that.
They've got about 1.5 now, I think.
Yeah, so that would be a huge
Germany.
Army. Even Germany has, which I don't think of as a small population, but even Germany has subscription or conscription.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Not that any of us support conscription. I mean, that's a terrible idea because it's slavery. But what's the word on the street out there, Ian? I mean, are you hearing anything from people besides just kind of watching the military hardware go by? And he's gone. Well, anyway, thanks for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can get into that situation coming up here in moments, but let's get back to a more fun story, which is this story out of Portland where a man has a...
Jack Sargent.
He hasn't yet opened the storefront, it didn't sound like. Or has he?
It doesn't sound like he's opened the store.
Okay.
But he is, you know, gifting product to people that pay for packaging and handling, and it sounds like there might be a delivery.
So he's
available.
Doing delivery. All right. Yeah, let's hear about that.
A search on Craigslist reveals that Sargent has some competition. A service named Leafy Delivery promises free cannabis gifts to people willing to pay for delivery.
Awesome.
The delivery fee is based in part on the quality of the cannabis that the customer wants delivered.
That is that's gonna be a hard one to argue in court.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's get into the article a little bit more. So while adults are legally allowed to possess up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis and grow their own plants, they typically must turn to the underground market to actually buy the drug or even to obtain seeds.
Right.
It is legal to accept gifts of cannabis, but the law says the person giving the cannabis cannot receive anything in return, money, services, or items.
Mm-hmm.
The limbo between legalized possession and legalized sales is leaving some locals and tourists frustrated and shifting the recreational drug from the black market into a new gray market, where entrepreneurs like Sargent are beginning to push the boundaries. While Maine law enforcement agencies have not yet cracked down on the practice, similar business ventures have been deemed illegal in other states.
Okay, I want to hear more about it coming up here. Because, yeah, you better believe that if the cops didn't know about this guy before this news article, they certainly know about him now. And they're not going to rush right in and put the handcuffs on him. They're going to set him up if they're going to go for it. And I suspect they might, because a lot of times these guys will push to the very, you know, as far as they can to continue to enforce prohibition. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I do want to let you know about MyPillow. You can get one at half off with code FTL. It is a great pillow, and there are a couple different reasons for that. Number one, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It also is washable. You can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. In fact, the first thing you have to do when you buy, when you get delivery of it, is put it in your dryer to sort of activate it. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get yours at half price, and or get two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you get, and you get, within the first 60 days, a money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it for some reason, that's okay. Send it back, and they'll give you your purchase price back to you. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a 50% off discount, and feel good because the pillow itself is guaranteed to last you for 10 years. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Back to the story from the Portland Press Herald. Daryl, you're sharing with us some of the loopholes that are being taken advantage of in the cannabis laws there in Maine. Now that the people of Maine had a referendum on the ballot in 2016 to legalize cannabis, thing is, there's a bit of a delay, like probably at least a year-long delay, before the regulations will be in place as far as what it takes to legally license and sell cannabis.
Right, and know, I'm an advocate for everything should be as legal as anything you buy at the grocery store where there is no special tax. There's no special tomato tax.
That's right.
There's no special tax on a bottle of water. There's no special tax on 90% of what you buy at a grocery store.
But yet in Washington and Oregon and other states where marijuana is legal,
they've got these special regulations and special taxes. So, you know, like, especially even bribery. That is very strange. But all of these states have already, for many, many years, allowed medical cannabis to be sold and distributed. So they already have a structure.
That's right.
So all you have to do is strike the word medical or therapeutic or whatever word you've got in front of cannabis. And then, you know, let those apply.
Yeah. Well, of course, we'd like to see...
Nobody needs to have a, you know, card to go buy recreational.
Right.
Just strike it. You've already got the distribution points.
Right. Well, of course, the best thing to do would be to strike all the regulations entirely. And,
right. That's my first point.
Yeah.
But I know they're not going to do that.
No, they're not going to do that.
But they already have reams of regulations on cannabis. For one purpose, just strike one word, and then it applies across the board.
Well, almost, because then it's like, well, you can only get it if you have these conditions, and you have to strike all that,
too. No, so you strike the reference to, you've got to have a...
Right, you'd have to strike all that.
...card.
Yeah.
Right, so, you know,
there's a few
strike
strikes
a section,
that need to be made.
And then the word therapeutic.
Unfortunately,
or medical.
They have to have their precious control. And they're likely going to turn control over to the liquor board or the liquor control board or whoever they are on this. So that'll give them even more power.
They're probably going to wind up, you know, having some limited number of licenses. And I don't know. I'm speculating here. But it would not surprise me at all if they say, all right, we are going to allow 12 licenses to be sold.
Oh, God.
Well,
I hope not.
Think about...
Yeah, Maine's got a limit.
They're
going to
create a monopoly.
Doesn't Maine currently have a limit on dispensaries?
I don't know.
I
know New Hampshire limits it at 4. When they were talking about legalizing casino gambling in New Hampshire a couple of years ago, it was going to be 2 casino licenses.
That got shot down.
Got shot down because it was absolutely horrible. But back to the article, David Boyer, who's the political director for the Marijuana Policy Project in Maine, says people have been handling the cultivation and distribution of cannabis for decades without the help of the state, and they're going to continue to. Some may feel emboldened now that it's legal to possess, but right now they're still breaking the law, but there's definitely a large gray market. Boyer and others say the delay between legalization and the opening of retail stores pushes otherwise law-abiding citizens to an underground market where there is no oversight and where people can become victims of crime. But others, including law enforcement, concerned with issues such as people driving cars while high, say the state needs time to work through the complex task of setting up regulations without rushing into retail sales that will dramatically increase access to the drug.
Because it's so dangerous.
And then there's a picture of a plastic crate full of brownies and tinctures and gummies.
Right, as though it's like, you know, a cache full of drugs. That's part of the sort of overarching discussion that's going on here, and it goes on here in New Hampshire, and that is the idea that cannabis is this dangerous drug, and, well, we're going to let people use it now, but we've got to be really, really careful about it because it's a drug, and it's a gateway.
We have to protect the children.
Yeah, and that. And all of, right, that was in the hearing. You were there for the hearing.
Yeah, I was there in the hearing. It blew my mind.
There's a hearing that happened this week on cannabis decriminalization that, let's see, it looks like it clocks in at nearly 2 hours of testimony. I've got it encoding in the background here as we're doing the show on the studio computer. It'll go up online, and you'll be able to see it this week, and you'll see this hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's not much of it, because the supermajority of the people who testified were in favor of the decriminalization, and really only like a couple people were against it. There was, I think, one state representative.
Right.
There was one state senator.
And one of the things being argued was, we need to make sure that this is sold in childproof containers because the children. And you know what just popped into my mind? It would be amazing if we could find a state rep that is not going to run for re-election next year.
Because it's political suicide, what you're about to suggest?
Yes, yeah. It is. To introduce a bill to require dihydrogen monoxide to be sold in childproof containers.
Which is, of course, water for those that...
Yes. How many children die a year from excess exposure to dihydrogen monoxide?
Just to troll the state reps.
That's also called drowning.
Right.
Wow. But, you know, dihydrogen monoxide, it's, you know, this now dangerous substance.
You would have to write in the, like, the header or whatever for the legislation, given that dihydrogen monoxide has contributed to the deaths of small children all across New Hampshire.
Yeah, so you fill out the
intent.
That
would be pretty hilarious.
With all of this info.
Yeah.
You know, dihydrogen monoxide is known to be a breeding ground for malaria-spreading insects.
It probably wouldn't make it further than the first hearing when somebody would show up and just, you know, tell them straight up that this is water. But it still would be entertaining.
It would be so worthwhile, though, to get that on video. I mean, it would...
Now, why do you say that? For the children.
Now, I didn't think... Now, when you said... I didn't know where you were going with that when you prefaced it with some state rep who's not planning to run for re-election. I thought it was going to be much more radical what you were suggesting. And that's just a fun little troll. You think that would kill somebody's chances for re-election?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it would.
Why? The people wouldn't really ever know about it, like the voters
and
in the district.
If people did know about it, it would go viral. It would be like something that went viral.
It could help his
re-election.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, there would be all kinds of headlines. Idiot state rep wants to ban water.
Well, yes, some people wouldn't get it, but other people would. I don't know. I would be
I think you might get an audience that definitely... I mean, the publicity you'd get from that is going to be huge.
I think you'd want somebody who doesn't care whether they get reelected, but still willing to run for it, because I think it'd be interesting to see if they did get reelected.
It might have the exact opposite effect. Right. I mean, even negative publicity is publicity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But it's not always good publicity. Let's get back into the article here from the Press Herald. The emergence of operations such as the Cannabis Shack and Leafy Deliveries to fill the void isn't unique to Maine. Other states that legalized recreational cannabis also had a lag between legalization and retail sales.
I wonder if it's happening in Massachusetts.
And officials in those states encountered and shut down businesses that advertised free cannabis for customers who were willing to pay a delivery fee.
I figured that
And they mentioned Massachusetts, so we'll get into that.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear about it. Interesting, you know, this is very interesting to watch this develop. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, and you can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in whatever way you want. We're talking about interesting loopholes, specifically in the medical, or not medical, but the regular marijuana laws in the state of Maine, which have a major change that were made to them after the 2016 election, where the folks and the good voters of Maine voted to legalize marijuana, and that change took effect on January 1st. However, in the meantime, between the time it was legalized and the time when it will be available legally for sale, which is like probably at least a year away,
they said February of next year.
At the earliest.
Which
is, you know, government time, you're probably looking at another 4 years. But, you know, maybe sometime next year if you're lucky. So, meanwhile, people are coming up with interesting ways to, in their mind, get around the laws. And that includes a couple of different companies that are offering what appear to be delivery services.
Specifically, the Cannabis Shack and Leafy Delivery.
Right. So they're offering on the Leafy Deliveries out on Craigslist, offering, and it actually would be kind of fun to pull up their ad just to see what it says, because you were just reading from the Portland Press Herald. I'll see if I can find that here in a moment. But they're offering to deliver you cannabis.
They've actually got the ad embedded into the article, so I will read it to you. With the new changes in Maine law and marijuana being legal for recreational use, we'd like to offer our marijuana as a gift. We will deliver under 2.5 ounces to you. You must be 21 years old. ID is required at delivery. The strains we have available are Purple Trainwreck and Blackberry Cream. The gifts are at no cost to you. There will be a delivery fee based on the strain, amount being transported, and location. Please contact us today for your free gift.
That's awesome. I love it. Now, you had said that in other states, they have cracked down on people that are doing this stuff.
Yes.
So I think it's probably, I mean, I want to wish them the best, but knowing how the government is, they hate it when you push these loopholes.
Right.
They want to have as much control to the very last moment as they possibly can, and they're going to push for it as hard as they can. I mean, you see this in these marijuana hearings where the cops are acting like this is still some kind of dangerous drug, and it needs to be as tightly controlled as possible under whatever legal environment is created. And they're not going to want to allow somebody who's unlicensed, not asking the government for permission, not paying the government a fraction of each of the, portion of each of the fees that they're collecting. They are going to be mad about this. So I hope these guys, whoever's running the leafy delivery and the cannabis shack, I hope they've already contacted attorneys and are ready to roll with
and pay them, put a deposit down. They're going to probably seize the assets, and they're not have the money for their attorneys.
That's right. And one of you asked about Massachusetts, and the article actually mentions Massachusetts. Officials in Springfield, Massachusetts, ordered a shop to shut down in early March after they said it was illegally selling cannabis. The city issued a cease and desist order to Mary Jane Makes Your Heart Sing because the owner was charging a fee of between $20 to $50 to enter the store. That fee would then be put towards the purchase of any item in the store. She sold things like glass pipes and vaporizers. Customers would then leave the store with a gift of marijuana. In Boston and Washington, D.C., a startup called High Speed Delivery has been giving customers free cannabis with orders of juice, apparel, and art. In Boston and Cambridge, an $11 bottle of strawberry juice can be upgraded to a $55 bottle with love. That love, according to Boston Globe reporters, who bought some last month, was a small bag of cannabis. The Massachusetts Public Safety Agency has urged district attorneys to investigate these types of transactions. There has yet to be a case in Maine. Although searches of Craigslist and Facebook turned up the cannabis shack and leafy delivery, several Maine police officials said that they have not seen those types of businesses. They also said that they've not seen an increase in illegal cannabis sales, but do acknowledge that cannabis has been a low priority for law enforcement officers in Maine for years. Vern Malak, assistant chief of the Portland Police, said his department hasn't come across new businesses selling cannabis illegally, but also said police haven't necessarily been looking for people trying to take advantage of loopholes or gray areas of the law. Quote, our position remains the same, that if someone is trafficking marijuana, they are committing a crime. Marijuana hasn't been a high focus of attention for many years, and that hasn't changed at all, either. When Malak said his department has not come across anyone giving away cannabis in exchange for donations, he said it's something his department would investigate. He would need to consult with the Maine Attorney General's office for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I would suspect it would cross the line into illegality. It's an effort to skirt the law. The Attorney General declined comment.
Which is why when we talked about what happened in Canada, they've gone after Mark and Jody Emery from the Cannabis Culture magazine and website, that they had opened up storefronts in different cities in Canada and were actually just openly selling the cannabis, from what I understand. And they were arrested. And it's, once again, that whole idea of, okay, yeah, well, we're working towards getting cannabis legal. Right. But in the meanwhile, you can't legally sell it, so you're under arrest.
We talked about this last night where they finally, remember all of the stories that we heard, you know, for like the last year was in the spring of 2017, Canada's going to do it. They're going to legalize cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, legislation was announced as being introduced that, when passed, would go into effect next summer.
Got it.
So, you know, they're working on it, and I'm using air quotes there, very, very slowly.
Meanwhile,
and it would be this weird two-tier system to where some stuff would be regulated at the federal level and other things would be regulated provincially.
That sounds confusing. Meanwhile, Mark Emery, and I don't know if it also his wife, but they were both arrested. They're facing, apparently, life in prison.
Not good.
Wow. Yeah. And I have a story about that, I believe, but I don't think we ever had a chance to share it. Anyway, go on with
the listings for Leafy Deliveries cannabis gifts began appearing on Craigslist within the last 2 weeks, popping up in event service listings, along with wedding photographers, catering services, and birthday party buses. Logan Fisher, who has been a medical cannabis caregiver in Southern Maine for the past few years, says he started advertising his Leafy Delivery service. He since changed the name to Elevation to gauge the demand for cannabis in the Portland area. At 28, he's banking on a future in the cannabis industry. He says, we're trying to take advantage of the novelty of going on Craigslist and have weed show up at your door several hours later. I think people are definitely excited about it. In an email response to the Craigslist ad, the service said two strains of free cannabis, Blackberry Cream and Purple Trainwreck, were available for delivery to the Portland area. The cannabis is free, but delivery charges vary based on the volume and the strain. Mm-hmm. Delivery for Blackberry Cream was $75 per quarter ounce or $130 for a half ounce, while the delivery charge for Purple Trainwreck was $60 for a quarter, $100 for a half.
That's a good price, man, because, you know, in the black market, you're going to pay, in a lot of cases, as much as $300 or $400 for a full ounce. Could be as much as $120 for a quarter or $200 for a half.
It's interesting you mentioned the street market values because they have them listed. Mm-hmm. According to a website, The Price of Weed, it's a website that relies on people to submit what they paid for cannabis in different parts of the world. They list the average price of an ounce of cannabis in Maine as ranging from $259.13 to $296.95, depending on the quality.
Right.
Street weed bought from underground drug dealers is generally cheaper in and around states near Maine, Florida, Michigan, and on the West Coast. Consumers in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Washington, D.C. pay significantly more for cannabis, according to The Price of Weed. Sargent, that's the guy that owns the cannabis shack, offers a mix of free products and services, but includes a prominent note on its homepage about how donations are used to cover packaging and handling. The company will plan cannabis-infused dinner parties, weddings, and barbecues. A menu of cannabis-infused edibles available on the website include broken brain brownies, silly sauce dressings, nasty little honey shots, and gummy yummies.
That's awesome. Great. All right, we're going to continue
here. $15 for a brownie, $35 for salad dressing.
And maybe you are out there in the cannabis industry and you want to comment here, or you know, you're out there in, sadly, one of those states where nothing is available legally in any form. You're welcome to bring up anything you want as well. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.